Wild Flag is made up of four women who've achieved success with previous bands and projects, including guitarist and singer Carrie Brownstein of Slater Kinney. She also had the wonderful blog on NPR Music for a while. And Portlandia, that's her. Drummer Janet Weiss also played in Slater Kinney and also in the Jicks. Organist Rebecca Cole is a member of the Minders. And guitarist, singer Mary Timoney is in the band Helium and has had a solo career as well. They first got together and started touring in late 2010 and gained attention for their live shows and a single that Britt Daniel of Spoon produced for them. Their debut self-titled album was released by Merge Records just a couple months ago. And I asked Carrie Brownstein how they happened to get together in the first place.
We were together on a soundtrack. The three Portlanders started out working on a soundtrack, and it was instrumental. You know, ideas came pretty easily. And then at a certain point, the director asked for vocals on one of the songs, so we thought it would be terrific to have Mary try her hand at putting some singing on the song, and I think that just planted the seed of the band. It wasn't Wild Flag music at the time, but I think it just gave us the idea that this could be something worthwhile.
Wild Flag are, I guess, Something Came Over of Me. Can you start with that one?
Sure.
I feel.
two guitars, kind of bass, and drums. Wild Flag are our guests today on the cafe. This is my kind of rock band. It sounded great. One of the things, and that's one of the Mary sang, you two, Mary, you and Carrie, as the major songwriters and singers, et cetera, your styles are really different. And I'm wondering if part of getting together and playing live was figuring out how to blend the two of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think Janet and Rebecca helped kind of translate and cohere the differences between the two of us. Mm. I mean, Mary, I think, has this really wonderful, mysterious quality to her. I feel like I just wear everything on my sleeve a little bit more but those parts aren't necessarily disparate. And Janet and Rebecca kind of are the ones that, you know, make everything translate, I guess, for the listener. I think some of the differences between our song styles. And when we come together, it's just Wild Flag. But certainly when we start out with these different styles, it can be sort of disparate.
Wild Flag are our guests. And Janet, you and Carrie were, of course, in Slater-Kinney, a three-piece. And this is a four-piece. A three-piece, it seems like everybody's got to be clicking all the time. Carrie, is there more space for now? I mean, it must be more space. It must be easier in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right about a three-piece. I think that's why they commonly get called power trios. It's like everything has to be going all at once. And it can be unrelenting, which is, I think, one reason that it's so amazing. But with the four piece, I think one of the first things we felt was just this freedom to play with the dynamics a little more and sit back and allow somebody else to take over what in the past we might have actually had to do in order to make the song work. So I think that that's really been nice as a guitar player and a singer to turn something over to Mary that I would normally have to do in order. There's so much compensation in a three piece, and I love that, but there's just something wonderful about being able to not play guitar for a second or know that Mary can take a solo and just run with it and I can just watch.
I used the word kind of joyous at the beginning of the vibe I get off of this record. And is there something about being an intentional band when you're not in your 20s, when you're a little bit older, that you kind of appreciate what's going on more?
Yeah, I mean, because we've all done it at least once before.
Yeah.
So to get back into it again, it does feel really intentional. I mean, I know I've stepped out of music for a couple of years and considered just never doing it again. Maybe not that finally, but it felt like I wasn't going to do it for a while. But I definitely realized it's something I needed to be doing and made the choice to come back to it, knowing the pros and cons of this thing that we do.
Well, Flagger, I guess, what's next?
We're doing a song called Future Crimes.
Future crimes, lying in my soul. Wild Flag, that is Future Crimes, another one from the debut album. Playing live for us today at the cafe. Rebecca, you talked about getting out of music for a while, maybe not being in a band. And for Carrie, that's something that happened to you big time. People know you from the IFC series of Portlandia, but our listeners probably know you a lot from Monitor Mix, the blog you did for NPR. And when you turned to writing, what was the thing that kind of surprised you the most about becoming a rock writer?
Well, I think that I approached, I'd been writing for a while, but in terms of like the context of writing a blog that was specifically about music, I think I approached it like I do many things, which was just with an openness, and kind of an uncertainty, and I guess fearlessness, just not knowing what it was going to be. And I think especially with a medium like a blog, which has there's just this kind of indefinite boundary to blogging, and I wanted to allow it to be whatever it was going to be. I didn't go into it, with this very strident idea of what it was supposed to be or how it was going to interact with fans or what I was going to write about. And I kind of let it take on its own personality. And it really helped me with my writing because there's a daily component, but also it's just very interactive, which is, I think, how it brought me back to music, because it ultimately was the same goal I always have, which is just to forge some kind of connection with someone in a way that I can't really do in my regular life. So it was actually very perfect for that. And eventually that kind of participatory ongoing dialogue, I guess, I was having with the readers about music brought me back to actually playing it.
So you got a lot of feedback.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's sort of the beast of a blog, is that part of its identity are the commenters, and you really rely on that. I mean, they're not as fun without it.
Did you end up listening to more music than you did in the past when you started doing that?
Yeah, it's like when you play music, you're kind of in your own insular world, and you know what your friends that are in bands are doing, but you spend a lot of time just with your own tour, your own songs. And I actually really credit NPR and All Songs Considered for just bringing me back to the present day, not worrying about, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but this is what's happening now. And you kind of just have to have faith in the present tense. Otherwise you have nothing, So I really, I listened to a lot of current music. It wasn't all great, but there were plenty of things I learned to love.
And you say it kind of got you getting antsy about playing again?
Yeah, there's only so long you can talk about something.
Without doing it, indeed. Wild Flag are our guests. We have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to play Romance.
Excellent. listening, people? I certainly hope so. Wow, that was very nice. Thank you so much for playing live today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wild Flag, our guest.